2 years ago, Kentucky was the first state to switch to Common Core aligned tests. The new standards are considered to be more rigorous, and that means harder exams.
The teachers never really explained like the Common Core to us, more just along the line of, you're going to have a different type of test at the end of the year.
Jamitra Fullard is a senior at Central High School in Louisville, Kentucky.
So when the test comes around, of course, we're all nervous because we're like, oh no. Like, we already have like the ACT and the SAT staring us in the face, so we're like, we're going to have this really hard test.
Fullard says the test at the end of the year wasn't the only thing that changed. She also remembers taking more exams throughout the year. Kentucky is using an assessment from ACT and its high schools called Quality Core. The package includes proficiency exams that track students' progress. In 2010, only about 34% of Kentucky's graduates were considered college and career ready. Kentucky Education Commissioner Terry Holliday says that number is 54% today.
Certainly, we implemented more rigorous standards, but we also implemented programs at the junior and senior year of high school to ensure the kids were ready for the next step.
And backlash?
Only in areas close to Ohio and Indiana.
As far as Holliday is concerned, the lack of Common Core pushback in Kentucky can be traced to one simple fact. Back in 2009, state lawmakers directed his department to raise expectations for students. That legislation predated the writing of the Common Core. So Holliday says the state got lucky. They needed new standards just as the initiative was getting off the ground.
This was definitely state-driven in Kentucky. We own it. We're probably not going to use the national assessment consortium test. We're going to use Kentucky developed tests.
It would be a lot easier to buy Kentucky's Common Core assessment than to develop your own Common Core assessment, a lot cheaper.
David Dressler is the executive director of the Center of Excellence in Leadership of Learning at the University of Indianapolis. He says the debate about the Common Core is really two distinct questions. First, state education officials need to decide what standards are right for Indiana students. Then they can pick an assessment. And for Hoosiers worried about federal intrusion, Kentucky's approach might be the solution. Adopt the standards, but keep assessments local.
So we're working on becoming good describers.
Back at Louisville Central High School, teacher Ryan Davis is starting a new unit in his geometry class. He puts a shape up on the smart board and asks his students to tell him anything they can about it.
You see parallel lines, okay? What's the other most immediate thing you see?
The new Common Core standards focus on building a conceptual understanding of math topics. So Davis breaks the class into small groups and has them name angles and identify lines and segments and rays. Then they talk about it.
So someone disagrees. You disagree that AT is not a ray. What do you think that it is?
Davis thinks the Common Core will prepare more students for college and careers. But he doesn't think the tests from ACT the state is using now are a good measure of the standards.
Pretty much every math teacher I talk to would much prefer to be focused solely on the Common Core than these other bodies of standards, because Common Core in math does narrow the focus the way that it should.
But even if Kentucky picks a new test for high school students, it's planning to stick with the Common Core standards.
Now we have this codified language to talk about things, and it's much easier to engage in a national dialogue on a blog or at a conference when you have this common framework, and to make that learning that I do out there applicable in my classroom in Kentucky is much easier.
The Indiana State Board of Education has until next summer to make a decision on standards. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.